Conflict over a new Indian state threatens missionary work. China detains another 30 House church members, and atheism in the Czech Republic keeps a ministry alive. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. All parties are waiting for a decision from the central government on whether or not to break up the state of Andhra Pradesh, India. Advocates of the new state believe this will give Telugu speakers more voice in government. Speaking from India, Gospel for Asia's Daniel Puno says associated strikes in the state have made ministry difficult.
When they have strikes here, it's not people just protesting on the roads. They block roads, they block, railways, they stop anything possible from moving.
Sharing the gospel from village to village is hindered. GFA continues to operate their Bridge of Hope centers for Dalit untouchable children there. Puno says $28 a month goes a long way.
You're helping them to get a hot meal a day, a medical checkup, giving them school uniforms and books, and being able to really educate them even after school and being able to send them to school, some of these Dalit families.
You can help by praying and giving. We'll connect you at our website. Meanwhile, an act of God is taking place in southern India. Bibles for the World's Moe Paddati says they're preparing for a routine shipment to the region.
500,000 copies of the Gospel of John entitled The Book of Hope and Life are on their way to the homes in the city of Chennai in South India.
When the Bibles arrive, Franklin Graham will be hosting gospel meetings from January 21st through the 24th. Paddati says it's a God thing because they didn't coordinate their drop with Graham, though they had tried in the past.
Somehow we had not been able to match the crusade and our scheduled mailing. It's happening here.
Pray people will be encouraged to act on what they've read in John through the meetings. Pray the gospel's impact will be maximized. Consider helping Bibles for the World with future scripture distributions for only 25 cents a copy. Paddati says,
what a way to begin this new year of 2010 by giving God's word to those who might have never heard or read the Word of God.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Persecution against house churches and their leaders in China continues. According to China Aid Association, on Friday, January 8th, officials detained 30 Chinese House Church Alliance leaders in Handan City, Hebei Province. One of the detained pastors was able to use his cell phone to notify a contact that they had been taken from their meeting place forcibly. Taken to an unknown interrogation center, officials threatened the pastors with 15 days administrative detention. Pray for the leader's safety and quick release. Meanwhile, according to the most relevant Eurostate Eurobarometer poll, 30% of the Czech Republic's population are atheists. IN Network's Rody Rodehaver says the vacuum formed by atheism is filled by disillusionment and addictions. That could mean greater problems down the road.
As recruiting efforts of terrorist groups continue to grow around the world, this is an area that will become ripe for these kinds of recruiting efforts.
The team works at forging ministry relationships. IN Network's youth ministries work with the middle and high schools.
We actually get invited in by the staff to present on drinking, drugs, sexual promiscuity, which allows us to do teaching of moral nature, and our staff then share their own personal testimony with these young people, inviting them back to drop-in centers and church youth programs.
And although Suriname is the smallest nation in South America, nearly 5% of the population are HIV-infected. In response, Biblica Netherlands launched its Reach for Life HIV-AIDS prevention program. The government's implementing the program through Suriname's school system. Nearly 200 church workers are trained to lead Reach for Life groups. Reach for Life uses the New Testament as its text to help youth learn healthy ways to make wise life choices and avoid HIV infection. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN has a group on Facebook. If you use Facebook, just do a search for Mission Network News to sign up. You'll get regular messages from us telling you about special reports. We have video messages and resources only available to group members. I'd also like to encourage you to make missionnetworknews.org your homepage today. I'm Greg Yoder.